It was nice, actually, to have another heart beating in here. Mrs. Titchfield was gaping in a most unladylike way. You mean to tell me, she said after a moment, that you allowed that thing to sleep in the same bed as you? Well, I knew standards were different in the colony, and for people of a certain class. But that is quite extraordinary. She moved towards the head of the bed, running her hands along the sheets, perhaps hunting for fleas. Then she clicked her tongue against the roof of her mouth. Ah, look here, you see? That thing's already brought in some refuse. She picked up the ribbon on the lock of hair, tied in a tatty sprig, and made to fling them out of the window. Before she could draw her arm all the way back, her wrist was encircled in a grip that made it clear Jenny didn't care about how much pain she inflicted. Mrs. Titchfield became still, standing straight, her instinctive response to anything unknown or disconcerting. Jenny had sprung up from the bed more quickly than she thought possible to grab the woman's wrist. Still gripping it, she moved so that she was facing the governess. "I want to make something very clear," Jenny said, surprised at the steadiness of her voice, the enunciation, the result, perhaps, of the elocution lessons Mrs. Titchfield had been giving her. "Any possessions I have are those which Richard has brought for me." She saw Mrs. Titchfield flinch at the familiarity and was glad, even though his name felt strange in her mouth. "Apart from those pieces of refuse, as you call them, that you hold in your hand, they were not, I assure you, brought in by the cat, which, might I add, will be allowed to come and go as it pleases.